I got drugged here by a girl named, or a woman named Jane Kilberg, who was a bluegrass DJ on Pacifica Radio in Houston, KPFT. And I got drugged up here by some friends of mine who started me playing bluegrass music. And from bluegrass music, I met somebody in Houston who played gypsy music, and they played all sorts of different nationalities. And so I couldn't play with him all the time. I was an itinerant gypsy. I couldn't even be a full-time gypsy. And so I came up here with a guitar that I had from junior high, and it had about three different cracks in it. It had cracks all the way around. And I said, next year I'm going to have a better guitar. And so I got a better guitar from there. And I've grown. My musicality, I guess, has grown probably in proportion with coming here. I still play some of the same things that I played when I first came here. And I got on staff. And
did you do that right away, staff?
Yeah, they put me on staff right away.
Was it voluntary, or did you?
It was that or pay something. So.
And were you working here when they paid you $8 a
yeah,
day?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And fed us hockey pucks, these burnt pieces of sausage. Yeah, I used the $8. I would save the $8 to go home and buy music books.
What was your first crew?
Probably security. I wasn't a very good security person. Oh, they put me on, I think, the gate of people coming, of the paying customers coming up in the middle of the week, you know, and nobody came up there, and I was supposed to be there for 4 hours. I was there for about two or three, and nobody came, and so I left, and they yelled at me, you know. And one time I was on security, and the shift was from 6 in the morning until noon, and I didn't realize that was the only time I slept. And so I did that for 3 days, and I didn't sleep for 3 days until I just fell down and slept for, like, you know, 20 hours or so. And then another time I got...
Do you remember who the crew leader was?
I think it was Joe Metter.
Okay. And the year you came, the first year you came?
I think it was fall of 83.
Wow.
But the funniest thing was I got on security once at the front gate with LJ Booth, who was this wonderful dobro player. He would come down from Nebraska in a Carmen Ghia, and he said, he told me when he wanted a job, he wanted to know when the job was going to end. If he ever got a job, he wanted to know when the job was going to end. He told me he painted numbers on people's curbs, you know, and if he couldn't hustle up, you know, $40 or $50 a day doing that, he wasn't trying. And we played the whole shift from we played 6 hours. We played from midnight until six. And about the third day, the preacher put his head out of his motorhome and says, "Y'all shut up, I'm gonna call security," you know. And I said, "We are security." And he went, oh. He couldn't curse, but he could go, you know. He was quite upset. But it was fabulous.